The Inner Cry, Part 4. No, it is not possible for any inner cry to remain unheard. Sri Chinmoy. If there is an inner cry, then nothing on earth can be denied. No fruit can be denied an individual who has an inner cry. Sri Chinmoy. The inner cry is the secret that answers all questions, the key that unlocks all mysteries, the treasure that fulfills every need. The inner cry is the nourishment that sumptuously feeds all, the peacemaker who resolves all disputes, our protector who slays every dragon. The inner cry is the magic wand that dispels all darkness, the medicine that heals every illness, the wealth that ends all suffering. The inner cry is our ticket to heaven, agent of our transformation, guarantor of the world's liberation, and usher of universal perfection. When our inner cry is not genuine, we know it. Our inner cry is invoked, awakened, and fueled by our sincerity. When we don't feed our inner cry with absolute sincerity, it simply stays in hiding. It has no voice, charm, or brilliance. It doesn't work and cannot play its role. When our inner cry is accompanied by our heart's sincere tears of yearning, we feel it and we become it. Then our cry sets to work, overcoming our body's lethargy, overriding our vital's restlessness, cancelling our mind's doubt and hesitation, subduing pride and ego, bypassing insecurity and jealousy, obliterating fear, suspicion, division, and all ignorance. The inner cry always finds, follows, and pursues the path forward and upward. How? Because our inner cry is an emissary directly from our higher self, from our soul, from God. Our inner cry is God within us. Our own home, reaching down, entering into, and raising up our lower self to unite us with our eternal self, our source.